basically, in, we also used to live in the same area. You're still down in Sussex?
Yeah, I live in Rye.
Yeah, okay, so but, once upon a time, it was either Jules Holland, me, or Chris would be asked to turn on the Blackheath lights at Christmas. It was a three-year cycle. It was a three-year cycle, that was about it. And then old Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen became famous. Yeah. He's moved out since, though. But they say, are Squeeze still a group? Is it something like the Mother's Invention who come together every now and then? Do you exist?
No, I left the band about 4 years back now. I sort of had enough of the ever dwindling tour thing.
Yeah, but you've had 4 years now. You're fit and refreshed, and you know.
Yes, and I have my own album almost ready, and I've got some live shows coming up. So yeah, I'm happy. You know.
Do they do that thing? I was saying last week about Ari H. Corbett, who hated Steptoe after a while. Not that you hate the Squeeze, I'm sure, but nevertheless, he said, that's it, there's more to me. I founded the Stratford Theatre with Joan Littlewood, you know, I'm fed up with... Mm-hmm. And Barry Cryer tells the story that he was under instructions as a warm-up man on Harry H. Corbett's new show, not to mention Steptoe, whatever you do. He said, it's very difficult introducing him to the audience before the show. And here's a man you all know from various things. So-and-so, revolutionary actor in his own right. Please welcome the star of the show. Please welcome Mr. Ari H. Corbett. And but nobody told the fella in Grands, who then played dent dent as he walked out. Now, do people often want to put on your posters underneath brackets Squeeze and stuff?
Well, I'm playing at Canary Wharf this week, and I don't see any mention of Squeeze. But I know when Glenn first started doing shows on his own, he rang up and said, "Do you mind if I use the name?" And I said, "Well, it's yours, you know, so use it."
Oh, you say that. You wait till a few film soundtracks use it and you want it back. No. You'll be like Tony Hadley and Spandau Ballet. You
will. We'll be lost.
What are they to call themselves?
They're called Keble College Oxford or something. Yes, they're called. They're on tour at the moment and they're called Hadley.
Dudo.
Yeah, the other fellas. They're called anything but Kemp. But yes, when Yes went on tour,
they
had to call themselves The Affirmative for a while because somebody owned it and he would. They were called The Affirmative, but they made an album called Tomato, so you know, stop them.
But I thought it might be a good idea to call my album Squeeze because then it would get wrapped pretty close to the other album.